Conferences can be both fun and valuable, but they can also be a huge waste of time. Here's some things I've learned that have helped me get the most out of conferences as an attendee. First of all, consider skipping talks. Now, this advice sounds crazy, I know. The whole point of conferences is to hear the speakers, right? Well, I'm not convinced. The most valuable experiences I've had at conferences are centered around the people rather than the talks. If sessions are recorded, you should go to very few sessions at all. Instead, ask people about what sessions they've found particularly enlightening, and then organize lunch and learns with your coworkers to watch those presentations. While watching them, feel free to pause them and discuss. This discussion helps everyone involved more thoroughly understand the material and how it may be applicable. Ironically, by skipping the talks, you often get more out of them. Second, write in a pocket notebook. While I use my phone to keep track of lots of information, I find that at conferences, nothing beats the simplicity of a physical paper notebook. The benefits are numerous. A notebook isn't going to flash a distracting notification on your screen while you try to write down someone's email address or take notes on a talk. You'll look more put together and less rude when writing something down on paper versus on your phone. And I find that writing by hand forces my brain to be more concise, a huge plus for when you're reviewing notes later. Aside from notes on any sessions you do end up attending, a notebook is also useful for keeping track of memorable quotes, people's contact information, restaurant or activity recommendations, or really anything else. If you want to be trendy, lots of people like the Field Notes brand, but a trip to your dollar store may yield something similarly valuable to you at a lower cost. 3. Create a follow-up plan. While pen and paper are excellent tools for capturing information, I have a different system for keeping track of my to-do list. Mine happens to be electronic and centered around Trello, but the ideas here can be applied to your personal system. During the day, I gather a stack of business cards and contact information from interesting people, and then, when I have spare time during or after the event, I take pictures of this information and add them all to a single follow-up card in Trello. I make note of a relevant detail or two from each person as well. A few weeks later, I like to email these people to follow up. If you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. 4. Bring business cards. Handing someone a business card is often faster than writing down your email or having them type in your Twitter handle. I prefer to use personal business cards rather than those from my employer because I want people to connect with me, not my company. Now, I used Canva to design and print my cards, but whoever you use, buy the smallest amount you can. The per-unit price difference can make it tempting to buy 1,000 cards, but realistically, you aren't going to give out 1,000 business cards before you become unsatisfied with some aspect of them. When you buy a smaller batch, you have the freedom to change them more regularly. The relatively small per-unit cost increase is well worth the added flexibility. Next, track expenses on your phone as they're happening. Keeping track of paper receipts is tedious, especially when compared with snapping a quick photo of your receipt. If your company reimburses for travel or conference expenses, see if there's a mobile app for expense reports. By using it, you'll be less likely to forget to expense something, and you'll have less work to do when you get back home from the conference. Consider using Twitter. Now, I usually avoid social media, but after I went to PyCon this year, I created a Twitter account solely because I wanted to connect with the people I was meeting at conferences. For some reason, it seems to be the preferred platform for a lot of tech people, and it feels less stuffy than LinkedIn. Finally, and this is a huge one, use your calendar. Before the conference, look through the schedule and figure out which sessions sound the most interesting. Put the name, speaker's name, and location into your calendar. Even though you shouldn't be going to all of them, you can still enter the most interesting talk in each time slot. By doing this, you should be able to avoid wasting time with schedules when you could be talking to awesome people. As an aside, this has become one of my favorite use cases for my smartwatch, a Garmin FR230. Knowing where you're headed without having to pull out your phone is super convenient. Well, what do you think? Do you have any tips for conferences? I would love to hear from you. Please email me at podcast@samueltaylor.org or tweet at me @SamuelDataT. Thanks for listening.